AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Food and Drug Administration approves the first new Alzheimer's disease drug in nearly 20 years. Matt Donahue has this.
The drug is from Biogen.
Aducanumab, which is now going to be marketed as Aduhelm.
The FDA approved the drug, saying it was based on results that seemed reasonably likely to benefit Alzheimer's patients. Dr. Maria Carrillo is chief science officer with the Alzheimer's Association.
This therapy slows the progression of the disease because it addresses the underlying biology, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's, which is amyloid plaques.
Therapy usually manages symptoms of Alzheimer's, like insomnia or anxiety. FDA advisor Dr. Caleb Alexander said no to the drug's approval. He said the agency has regulatory standards based on evidence, but in this case, he thinks the product got a pass. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Justice Department says the hackers have been cracked.
Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide.
Government investigators seizing millions of dollars in cryptocurrency payments made to Russia-based hackers after the cyber attack on the Colonial Fuel Pipeline. Lisa Monaco is an assistant attorney general.
The Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the DarkSide network.
The cyber attack caused the operator, the nation's largest fuel pipeline, to halt its operations last month. In Guatemala today, Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a message to anyone considering making their way to the U.S. border with Mexico.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Harris met with Guatemala's president. The Justice Department has also formed a law enforcement task force aimed at fighting human trafficking and smuggling groups in Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. This is AP News. A 20-year-old Canadian man is charged with four counts of murder after reportedly driving his pickup onto a sidewalk and killing four members of a Muslim family out for a walk last night in London, Ontario. Police Chief Stephen Williams.
All of the victims in this matter are members of the same family. The deceased include a 74-year-old female, a 46-year-old male, a 44-year-old female, and a 15-year-old female. One 9-year-old male, the sole survivor, remains in hospital with serious injuries not considered life-threatening.
A family friend says the three generations were a grandmother, father, mother, and teenage daughter. Family had immigrated from Pakistan 14 years ago. Police say the suspect, Nathaniel Veltman, is in custody facing four counts of first-degree murder. They add Veltman did not know the victims. He could also face a terrorism charge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.